Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. We tend to imagine science and faith as two opposing lines, one side reason, one side revelation, with a river running between them. But here is the thing. That river was dug surprisingly late. The word scientist did not appear until 1833. The people working in 1665 called themselves natural philosophers, and the framework of conflict between science and religion was a Victorian-era invention, popularized by two best-selling books written by Draper and White, a framework that contemporary historians of science have long since rejected. In March of that year, a German man in London named Oldenburg paid out of his own pocket to print the first scientific journal. What he quietly invented in the process was a mechanism for separating generation from judgment. You cannot be your own referee. The Royal Society cast this idea into a Latin motto, meaning, take no one's word for it. Not even the author's own confidence can stand as the backing for a claim. 361 years later, Anthropic arranged for its AI to be evaluated by independent assessors, operating on the very same ancient principle. Meanwhile, churches in Taiwan are debating whether to let AI write sermons. My own answer is this: you are perfectly free to let AI generate a draft or help you search the scriptures, but the judgment itself cannot be handed over. Whether this sermon is faithful to truth, whether it truly serves the people sitting before you, that judgment must remain inside the conversation between pastor, community, and scripture. It cannot be outsourced to a machine. Take no one's word for it, including your own.